the residue of the spirit and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed. Therefore, take heed to your spirit and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. May the Lord's presence and guidance be with us as we are going to meditate upon this word.
Now it's our opportunity to give a little back of how God has blessed us bounteously. So we're going to take up tithes and offerings. Would the deacons like to come forward, please? Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your bounteous gifts to us in every way, both in monetary terms, in inspirational terms, in terms of everything you give us and treat us to and guide us within our life. We pray, Lord, that these monies will be used wisely and well in your service to further that message of your soon coming. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's time for our children's story, and I believe you're coming up for it now. Come. Would the children like to come forward, please?
First of all, I wish you a happy new year, because this is the first time I am standing in front of you all, so I wish you a happy new year. Thank you. May the Lord's presence and guidance be with us. Happy Sabbath, church. Are you happy? How many of you are happy? How many of you are really happy? May the Lord's presence and guidance be with us throughout this time. Great restoration of godly seed. Great restoration of godly seed. What is the purpose of the creation? Lord created Adam and Eve and all creatures in this world. What is the purpose of creation of man? Lord expected to him worship, adore him, love him. Always you adore me, always you love me. For that he created. What is the purpose of creation? The Lord God wants to get something from human race, something from human race. He wanted to replace something he lost in heaven. He lost very, very precious item or creation in heaven. 1/3 of angels were against the Lord, and they were thrown to this world. He wanted to replace, and he created man with the great purpose of getting godly seed. He expected man to produce godly seed. In Malachi chapter 2:15, why did God create man as one person, one, male and female, he created one, both male and female characters were there in one personality. Then he separates in man. Female character is rudimentary, the beginning stage. In ladies or women, the men character is rudimentary, the beginning stage. He separated. They were created as one, as male and female, one. Then he separated. What is the purpose? He wanted to get a very important generation, offspring, seed from this people. With great expectation, Lord God created, but this expectation became failure. Adam and Eve sinned against God. They lost the glory and also the grace of the Lord. They lost their dominion over this world. And they lost the purpose of creation. So the Lord wants to restore. Though he created the man and he sinned, he wanted to restore, and he was having a plan. Even before the foundation of the world, Lord had a plan to restore human beings. 1 Peter chapter 1, the 19th verse and 20th verse. 1 Peter chapter 1, 19th verse and 20th verse. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without one spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Even before the foundation of the world, the restoration plan was planned. Jesus Christ was fixed first. When they created man, there was a question: if this man is not according to the will of God, Godhead, what shall we do? Then Jesus Christ told, I will go in flesh and redeem. Even before the foundation of the world, it is decided. Then the execution of plan of salvation or restoration is done. This restoration is completed or not? By the end, we will be knowing whether it is completed or not. My dear brothers and sisters, we are all seated here in a very, very important time, very, very important time, crucial time. Lost days, signs of lost days. The sin has gone to the highest place. The first day on gathering in America, just now, before 10 days, they were voting in Los Angeles. God or world? God has got zero, and world has got highest point. Next day, the whole America was burning, California, burning. The last day signs are taking place. This restoration is very, very important. Understanding the restoration is very, very important. Why did God create the man as a single personality, single man? Why he did not create like other creations? If you take birds, multitudes he created. Animals, multitude he created. Everything. Creatures living in water, he created in multitudes. The spirit was there. The whole spirit was there when he was creating man also. Then why did he create one? Why did he create one? Because he wanted to have something special from this man. Godly seed. The seed which is obedient and producing generation of God. Having faith in God. Having faith in God. So that is a very, very important restoration started. Restoration started. And another very important thing I want to tell. For restoration, God wants people, those who can, implement it and preach that one and tell the people. Strong people. Very, very strong people are called for this one. Last days, people, those who are seated here, are called, special calling, high calling. There are many prophets. There are many godly people were called. I want to mention one personality. Jeremiah was called. Jeremiah was called even before he was born. When he was in the mother's womb, he was called. He was ordained, sanctified. And he told that, Lord God told that, I am making you as a prophet of the nations. Let me read. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou comest forth out of womb, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet into the nations. Jeremiah chapter 5:15. You and I are called for a special purpose. We are the Seventh-day Adventist people are called the spiritual Israelites, the people, those who are living lost days, the people, those who are living the lost days message. Jeremiah is not an ordinary person. He is not an ordinary, very strong, crying and going and telling people, get ready. All are stiff-necked. They don't want to obey God. But he was going and telling. Once he told Jeremiah chapter 7:4, he is telling, don't call always like this. Our church, Lord's church, Lord's church, Lord's church, don't tell lie. If you take and read, you will find out that one. Don't tell lie. Lord's church, Lord's church, Lord's church. You are telling lie. You are telling lie. It is written, don't tell the word Lord's church, Lord's church, Lord's church. You are telling lie. Why? The ninth verse he says in Jeremiah chapter 7, ninth verse he says, you steal, you murder, you commit adultery, you sow incense in front of other gods. You read very nicely. After all these things, you come and sit in this church and say, we have come here to get rid of all this abomination. Such a type of preaching should be done by the spiritual Israelites. We are spiritual Israelites. Restoration. Restoration should be understood. Plan of restoration. The Lord God has his own plan of restoration. And he started that restoration, and the restoration is completed. Restoration is completed. I have to accept and come inside. Forgiveness is given. Forgiveness is given. The Lord God forgave everybody. Who will be eligible for? Yes, Lord God forgave everybody. So we will go to heaven. Everybody will go to heaven. Those who accept the forgiveness. We must accept the forgiveness. When you don't accept the forgiveness, we have no right to get inside. We have no right to get inside. Now, in what way the Lord God has selected the way of restoration? Hebrew chapter 10. Hebrew chapter 10. The 19th verse and 20th verse. Very important thing. Very important thing. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new living way which he hath consecrated by for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. The restoration is coming through the screen of flesh of Jesus Christ. He came here in flesh and Their flesh was torn into pieces through their screen. A new way is created. A new way with life is created. St. Paul is giving a very clear picture. Very learned person. Very learned person. Once Peter says like this, other people, you don't blame Saul or Paul. Whatever he says is true. Sometimes I do not understand that one, but what he says is true. Very clear explanation is given. Restoration of God's seed through this only. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holy place. We must enter into the holiest place. For that, what we need? The Lord God has to come down in flesh and torn into pieces. Sometimes people say, our Lord came here and died for us. Very easy, you know, very easy to say, Lord Jesus came and died for me. Have you ever seen the agony of the death? Tomorrow is Sunday, go to a shop, this chicken shop, purchase 1 kg of chicken with life. Put 1 nail inside the throat and hang it. How much time it will take to die? It will go on doing like this. 2 hours or 3 hours. It will do like this and die. 75 kgs maybe Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. For me, for you. Plan of salvation through his flesh. That's what St. Paul is explaining. Just because we should get inside the holiest place, just because I should go and stand in front of the throne of mercy, he died for me. He died for me. The plan of salvation, restoration. My dear brothers and sisters, a curse was given there in Garden of Eden. Woman was cursed. I will increase your what? Labor pain. Am I correct? The serpent was cursed. Hereafter you will not fly. You will be eating the mud and crawling. For the man, for your sake, this ground or this world is cursed. And you will die. Death is a curse or blessing. Death is a curse or blessing. Curse. It's a curse. He was cursed. And Lord God wanted to make this curse as a blessing. That is called restoration. Was it done? Was it done? Was it done or not? Where is it written? The death become blessing. Death become blessing. restoration is over. Here is the patience of saints, Revelation chapter 14, 12 and 13. Here is the patience of saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard the voice from heaven saying to me, not only saying, he is telling, write. John, you write. What is he writing there? Blessed are the dead. I'm reading only the word of God. Death became curse. Now, death became a blessing. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. You write from henceforth. Blessed are the people, those who die. The death became blessing. Yeah, said the Lord, the Spirit, that they may rest in peace from their labor, and their works do follow them. So the restoration is done. Hereafter, after accepting Jesus Christ as the personal Savior and following commandments, even if they die, the death is the blessed one. The curse of man, death, become a blessing. Blessed are the people, those who die hereafter. They will be very happy. They will be very happy. In Revelation chapter 22:14, blessed are they do his commandments, that they may have the right to see the life and may enter into the gates. The people, those who accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, as the personal Savior, accept him. He came in flesh and died for me. After going through the three angels' message, the last message is given, the death become blessed one. The curse become blessed one. The restoration is done. Lord God wants I to produce a generation which will be godly seed. Restoration of godly seed is done. What is my duty? How can I get inside? How can I get inside? Lord God has forgiven all my sins. All my sins are forgiven. All my sins are forgiven. Shall I go to heaven? All my sins are forgiven. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive all my sins. I am coming and going and telling, all your sins are forgiven. That person is forgiven and he is going to heaven. Accept when all the sins of a man are forgiven. The man should accept and come inside. Who will be the seed of the Lord God? One who accepts Jesus Christ, one who came in flesh as the personal Savior and follow his commandments. following His commandments. These are the two items. These are the two things. Restoration of Lord's seed. My dear brothers and sisters, a great salvation, great restoration. The Lord God wants to produce a generation, generation after generation, generation after generation. One thing I want to tell and complete this one. If, let me tell about me only. If my father died at the age of 3rd, where I am? Can you tell me? If my father died when he was 3 years old, where I am? To bring me to this world, my father was given grace, though he is a good man or a bad man or a drunkard or anything, anywhere. My father was given life because of the Lord God wants me to be a pastor and to be an evangelist, to be a man who wants to work for the Lord, though my father was not worthy. The Lord God showed mercy to live to produce me. My grandfather, murderer, he spared his life so that I should become a pastor. The grace generation after generation. My dear brothers and sisters, this divine time, I want to tell you one thing. All are seated here, Seventh-day Adventist spiritual, Seventh-day Adventist people, spiritual Israelites. You have a history. You are not simply sitting here. Think about your father. Think about your grandfather. How they were protected to produce you and sit here. Generation after generation. The Lord God wants to protect it. The seed. Generation after generation. In Psalms 103, it is very clearly says that generation after generation. You are the Lord for generation after thousand generation. You are giving grace. Thousand generation. Those who believe Him. My dear children of God, with the great burden, the restoration is given. It is done. It is completed. Godly seed is restored. And godly seed should be produced by you and I. That is very, very important. May the Lord's grace and mercy be with us as we are continuing in Lord's presence and guidance always. May the Lord's love and affection be with us throughout our life. Thank you.
Wow. I think that was an amazing message, don't you? Yeah. Thank you, Pastor. Okay. We'll close our service now with the final hymn. In a little while, we're going home. And that really was what that was about.